This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Cresemba. Active ingredient, S. Isavuconazole. This leaflet answers some common questions about Cresemba. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Cresemba against the benefits they expect it will have for you. This medicine is not addictive. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Cresemba. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Cresemba? Cresemba contains the active ingredient isavuconazole. This medicine belongs to a group of medicines called triazole antifungals. This medicine is used to treat fungal infections such as invasive aspergillosis, an infection caused by a fungus called aspergillus, mucormycosis, an infection caused by a fungus called mucorales, where treatment with amphotericin, amphotericin B is not appropriate. This medicine works by preventing the growth of the fungal organisms causing your infection. What should I know before I use Cresemba? Warnings. Do not use Cresemba if 1. You are allergic to isavuconazole, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. 2. You are allergic to any other similar medicine such as ketoconazole, fluconazole, itraconazole, voriconazole, or posaconazole. 3. You are taking any of the medicine listed in section 3. What if I'm taking other medicines? Do not take this medicine if you have familial short QT syndrome, disorder of the heart. It may cause your heart to beat irregularly. There is not enough information to recommend the use of this medicine for children under the age of 18 years. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, including allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes, or any other medicines, especially antifungal medicines such as itraconazole, fluconazole, posaconazole, or ketoconazole. Heart problems. Any problems affecting your liver. Any problems affecting your kidneys. Take any medicines for any other condition. Your doctor should do blood tests to check your liver before you start and while you are having treatment with Cresemba. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Cresemba should not be taken during pregnancy unless indicated by your doctor. Effective contraception should be used in women of childbearing potential. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Cresemba should not be taken whilst breastfeeding unless indicated by your doctor. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicine and Cresemba should not be taken together. These include ketoconazole, a medicine used to treat fungal infections. Ritonavir, a medicine used to treat HIV infection, where the dose is greater than 200 mg or more twice a day. Rifampicin, an antibiotic used to treat tuberculosis. Rifampicin, a medicine used to treat tuberculosis and other infections. Carbamazepine, a medicine used to treat epilepsy. Long-acting barbiturates such as phenobarbital, medicines used to treat severe insomnia and seizures. Phenytoin, a medicine used to treat epilepsy. Efavirenz and etravine, medicines used to treat HIV infection. St. John's wort, a herbal medicine used to treat depression. Napsilin, a medicine used to bacterial infections. Some medicines may interfere with CRESEMBA and affect how it works. These include rufinamide, a medicine used to treat seizures. Aprepitant, a medicine used to treat nausea and vomiting. Prednisone, a steroidal medicine used to treat a variety of conditions. Cyclosporin, sirolimus, and tacrolimus, medicines used to prevent organ transplant rejection, or to treat certain problems with the immune system. Digoxin, medicine used to various heart conditions. Colchicine, a medicine used in the treatment of gout. Dabigatran etexylate, a medicine used in the treatment of blood clots, deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism. Clarithromycin used to treat bacterial infections. Saquinavir, indinavir, nevirapine, fosamprinavir, lopinavir with ritonavir combination used to treat HIV infection. Alfentanil, fentanyl, used to treat strong pain. Vincristine, vinblastine, used to treat cancer. Mycophenolate mofetil, used in transplant patients. Midazolam, used to treat severe insomnia. Bupropion, used for smoking cessation and to treat depression. Metformin, pioglitazone, a medicine used in the treatment of diabetes. Dornarubicin, cyclophosphamide, doxorubicin, irinotecan, topotecan and mitoxantrone, medicines used in treating cancer. Imatinib and lapatinib, medicine used in the treatment of cancer. Lovastatin, a medicine used in the treatment of high cholesterol, hypercholesterolemia. These medicines may be affected by CRESEMBA, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect CRESEMBA. How do I use CRESEMBA? Your doctor will decide what dose, how often and how long you will receive it. This depends on your condition and other factors, such as your weight, age, blood tests, how well your liver is working and whether or not other medicines are being given at the same time. How much to use? Follow the instructions provided and use CRESEMBA until your doctor tells you to stop. CRESEMBA needs to be taken regularly to be effective. CRESEMBA 100 mg. CRESEMBA can be taken with or without food. CRESEMBA capsules should be swallowed whole with a full glass of water. Do not chew, crush, dissolve, or open the capsules. CRESEMBA powder for injection. CRESEMBA powder for injection will be given to you under close medical supervision. CRESEMBA powder for injection is given as a slow injection into a vein, intravenous infusion. It must only be given by a doctor or trained nurse. It is a powder which is prepared appropriately before administration by your pharmacist, nurse, or doctor. When to use CRESEMBA, and for how long? Take CRESEMBA capsules at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help with remembering when to take it. The length of time you take CRESEMBA will depend on the type of infection you have. If you have weakened immune system, or a difficult infection, you may need to be on CRESEMBA for longer periods of time, maybe longer than 6 months. Your doctor may switch you from CRESEMBA powder for injection to CRESEMBA capsules, once your condition improves. Continue taking CRESEMBA for as long as your doctor tells you. Do not stop taking CRESEMBA, because you are feeling better. If you do not complete the full course prescribed by your doctor, the infection may not clear completely, or your symptoms may return. If you forget to use CRESEMBA, CRESEMBA capsules should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. If you use too much CRESEMBA, if you think that you have used too much CRESEMBA, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include headache, feeling dizzy, restless, or sleepy, tingling, reduced sense of touch or sensation in the mouth, problems being aware of things, hot flashes, anxiety, joint pain, changes in the way things taste, dry mouth, diarrhea, vomiting, feeling your heartbeat, faster heart rate, being more sensitive to light. What should I know while using CRESEMBA? Things you should do. Remind any doctor or dentist you visit that you are using CRESEMBA. Make sure you follow your doctor's instructions and keep all appointments, including blood tests. Your doctor should monitor the function of your liver and kidneys using blood tests. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. If you are about to be started on any medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking Cresemba. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Call your doctor straight away if the symptoms of your infection do not improve within a few days or if they become worse. If you experience the following while having Cresemba powder for injection, advise the doctor or nurse immediately as they may decide to stop the treatment. Lightheadedness, dizziness, nausea, headache, tingling, feel short of breath. Things you should not do. Do not stop using Cresemba or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly or not complete the course as prescribed by your doctor, your condition may worsen or your symptoms may return. Do not take Cresemba to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Cresemba affects you. This medicine may cause confusion, tiredness, and sleepiness in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. No information available. Looking after your medicine. Cresemba capsules. Keep your capsules in the original pack until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep your capsules in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Store away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Cresemba powder for injection. Cresemba powder for injection will be stored correctly in the pharmacy or on the hospital ward. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. Gastrointestinal related problems. Feeling sick, nausea, being sick, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, decreased appetite, feeling bloated, abdominal distension, indigestion, constipation, changes in taste, dysgeusia, aches and pains, headache, back pain, heart and related effects, heartbeat problems, maybe too fast, or uneven, or extra heartbeats. This may show in your heart tracing, electrocardiogram, or ECG, inflamed veins that could lead to blood clots, altered mental state, confusion, agitation, and, or disorientation, changes to behavior, or mood, depression, difficulty sleeping, fainting, or feeling faint, dizziness, sensation of tingling, tickling, or prickling of the skin, feeling of spinning, or being dizzy, vertigo, feeling weak, very tired, or sleepy, or generally out of sorts, malaise, skin and hair effects, rash, itching, problems with the skin, red or purple spots on the skin, inflamed skin, dermatitis, hair loss, changes in body, detected in blood tests or other medical exams, low blood levels of potassium and magnesium, changes in blood tests of liver function, reduced white blood cells can increase your risk of infection and fever, reduced blood cells can increase your risk for bleeding or bruising and can make you feel weak or short of breath or make your skin pale or make infections more likely. Low blood sugar levels, sweating, weakness, hunger, dizziness, trembling, headache, flushing or paleness, numbness, having fast, pounding heartbeat. Low levels in the blood of a protein called albumin, which may cause water retention, leading to swelling in some parts of the body. inflammation, or enlargement of the liver, may cause yellowing of skin and eyes, pale colored stool, and, or dark colored urine. Not getting the right nutrition from your diet, malnutrition. Low blood pressure may cause dizziness, lightheadedness. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Hypersensitivity reactions. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Sudden and severe difficulty breathing. Fainting, confusion, seizures, or fits. Sudden or severe itching, skin rash, hives, or blisters. Signs of kidney failure such as tiredness, lack of appetite and reduced or greatly increased amount of urine. Chest pain. What to do? Go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Cresemba contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Cresemba capsules. Cresemba capsules contain 100 mg of isavuconazole, as 186.3 mg isavuconazonium sulfate. Cresemba powder for injection. Cresemba powder for injection contains 200 mg of isavuconazole, as 372.6 mg isavuconazonium sulfate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Cresemba capsules contain the following other ingredients. Capsule contents. Magnesium citrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Purified talc. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Stearic acid. Capsule shell. Hypromalose. Iron oxide red, E172, capsule body only. Titanium dioxide, E171. Gel and gum. Potassium acetate. Disodium etidate. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Printing ink. Shellac. Propylene glycol. Potassium hydroxide. Iron oxide black, E172. Cresemba powder for injection. Contains the following other ingredients. Mannitol. Sulfuric acid, for pH adjustment. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Cresemba looks like. Cresemba capsules, *305452. Cresemba capsules come in one strength, 100 mg. The capsules have a reddish brown body marked with 100 in black ink, and a white cap marked with C in black ink. Cresemba capsules 100 mg are available in cartons that contain 14 capsules. Each carton contains 2 aluminium/aluminium blisters pack, with 7 capsules each. Each capsule pocket is connected to a pocket that contains desiccant, to protect the capsule from moisture. Do not puncture the blister containing the desiccant. Do not swallow or use the desiccant. Cresemba powder for injection, *305480. Cresemba powder for injection comes as a white to yellow powder in a clear glass vial with a rubber stopper and an aluminium cap with a plastic seal which contains 200 mg isavuconazole. Who distributes Cresemba? Cresemba is supplied in Australia by Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd, Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-229. www.physamedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in March 2024.